We've come to the Peace Hall in Halifax, which has only been open for about a week. Now, if you think of Halifax, you don't think of Georgian, Italianesque buildings like the Peace Hall. And I have to say that the Peace Hall is probably better made for TV than a podcast. Now, the reason I'm here is because I'm going to go on a cycle with Craig. We've kind of been friends on Twitter for years. Because he lives quite close by, we've decided to head off down the Calder Valley.
Sounds good to me, yeah. Maybe even a trip up Cragvale.
Well, I went past the hairdressers, which has the temperature outside, and it's cracking the flags, and it's 14.4 degrees.
Well, I have changed clothes three times this morning already.
We're only a couple of minutes out of Halifax, and we're on something called the Hebble Trail, which is a really nice way of getting really into the very centre of Halifax. But it's a world away from the traffic on the main road, just a few minutes away, or just a few hundred metres away to the right.
This is perfect for people who are afraid to go out on the bikes because of the road traffic. Something like this is just perfect.
It is, and so few people actually know about it.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine you ask somebody how to get to Halifax on foot or by bike, and they would say, oh, I've got to crawl up Salt Hebble Hill. But actually, you know, they don't know about this little bit of greenery.
Morning.
Morning. Well, and then we hit a traffic jam of people. Right, we've just come through the town of Sobey Bridge, which is deep Happy Valley territory. If you remember the police station and the bridge at the end of the series, I won't tell you what happens, but perhaps I've just given it away, I don't know. But this is where it was all filmed, this kind of stretch of the Calder Valley. Now, we've come away from the canal and we're making our way through a back lane. We're actually following, there's about two or three routes, aren't there? This is Route 66 of the National Cycleway. I think we might also be on Route 68, which is the Pennine Cycleway.
Yeah, I think that's somewhere up above us.
And there's various other routes. There's, let's wait for a car to go past. There's also a route called the West Yorkshire Cycle Route, or Loop, I think, which exists. I see signs for it.
Right.
And at some point, I think we might have already crossed it, but at some point you do cross the cross-country routes, the one of the Roses routes. Have you ever done that?
I've not, no.
No?
Don't do cross-country.
But, you know, in terms of cycle routes, if you want to follow a cycle route, there's plenty to follow around here. Or you can just do what we're doing and stick to the canal. You can, in fact, even follow the route of the Tour de France, which worked its way down in the opposite direction to what we're cycling today. And that takes you all the way down the Calder Valley. And we're just about to hit a really steep bit. And I'm going to stop talking, otherwise I'll be out of breath. It can be a bit tricky on these towpaths with the bridges. You know, obviously the bridges were not made for cyclists. And when the towpath thins, you do wonder who's going to be around the corner. I suppose you should use your bell. But mine's such a piddling, awful little bell. That's a bit better. I think there are plans for them to upgrade this. They're going to spend some money on the bit between Sobey Bridge and Hebden Bridge. Have you heard of that?
I have. So there were some plans published, I think, for doing the road up. It's not at its best, I'm afraid. But yeah, definitely under the bridges, it can be a bit scary, especially with the cobbles, with the wide gaps and the thin tyres.
there are parallels between cycling down the Col de Valle and cycling in Switzerland. Because I remember when I was in Switzerland back in 2010, although the hills are obviously 5, 6, 7, probably 10 times higher than they are around here, in the bottom of the valley you had all the infrastructure. So you had the railway line, you had the motorway if there was one, you had a road, you had the river, and it was all quite a busy place. And I suppose it's a bit like that in the Col de Valle, because we've now moved across. Perfect timing. There you go, that's the train, because we're right next to the train track. We're on a segregated, well, it's not segregated, an off-road track next to the railway line. There's the road a bit to our right, although you can't hear it, and then you've got the canal and the river. So all this kind of infrastructure is crammed into the bottom of the valley, and it's easy to understand why back in 2015 they had all the problems with the flooding.
And they get heavy downpours around here, it's people hold the breath. It's
yeah.
Quite scary. You go into the shops in Hebden Bridge and there's markings on the walls saying the year and how high the water had come. But they just pick themselves up and start again.
Yeah. Right, we've arrived in Hebden Bridge and it is raining a bit, which is a pity. And I think it's still 14.4 degrees. It's certainly no warmer. And we're sitting outside the White Swan pub, although we're having a coffee rather than anything else. But it's not a bad little place to visit, even on a wet, cold day in the middle of August. Right, so what's the plan from here? What do you reckon?
I definitely think we need to go up Cragvale now, the iconic Cragvale, and maybe stop for another coffee halfway up at Craggy's, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds like a brilliant idea to me. The problem that... It is a problem cycling round the Col de Valle. It's not like cycling in the north of Scotland or cycling in the middle of nowhere in Norway or a place like that, because the problem is that every mile you've got another cafe where potentially you could stop and have a coffee.
Definitely, yeah.
Or even, you know, let alone pubs. I mean, if you wanted to go on a pub crawl...
I've only tried that once. Never again. I wouldn't recommend it. I'll stick to my coffee, thank you.
Well, the problem is, I think if you follow the towpath like we did, you'd just end up in the middle of the canal if you stopped and had a pint of beer at every pub we've passed.
And with these pedals, that's really not a good idea.
But we'll go. Yeah, we'll head up Cragvale, which is the longest continuous ascent in England, in Britain. I'll read the sign at the bottom. Yeah, the sign explains what it is, and
8.6 kilometres or something like that, I think, isn't it?
Right, okay. But it's never that steep. I always think it's kind of a bit of a cheat because it might be long, and it gets extremely flat at some points.
I'm sure there are parts that actually do go downhill, but I've never taken a spirit level, so I wouldn't like to say.
Yeah, a spirit level on a bike would be perhaps a taking things a bit too far, but we'll climb up there, and then that takes us. The problem with there is one downside, of course, to cycling up Cragvale, and that's the fact that you do have to, at the very top, leave Yorkshire and go into Lancashire.
Have you brought your passport with you?
And we'll perhaps visit the ice cream man if he's up there, and taste one of his 99s. We've come back on the road and we're now at the bottom of Cragvale, and we stopped at the sign just to clarify that question as to whether it is the longest continuous ascent in England or Britain. And it is in England. It says the B6138 Cragvale, longest continuous gradient in England. It rises 970 feet or 295 metres over 5.5 miles or 9 kilometres, which in the great scheme of things is not massive, but hey, it's still a good old climb to the top, 9 kilometres, and you certainly feel it by the time you get to the top. And the other thing that you feel is the change in weather. When I've usually cycled up here before, it's radically different when you get to the top. It's raining down here now, but it wouldn't surprise me if at the top of it's foggy and blowing a gale.
The reservoir has been known to disappear at the top with all the mist, and then if you try to cycle then down into down the hill, you sometimes have to pedal down the hill because it's that windy.
As predicted, the weather, we're not yet at the top, but we're halfway up the Cragvale, and the weather is just kind of five times as miserable as it was at the bottom. So I can only imagine it's going to get worse the further up we get, but we're about halfway up, and we're at the Craggs Business Park, is it called? Craggies is the cafe. Now, normally when you're up here, you have a magnificent view across the wild, barren countryside, and you've still got the view. It's just a shame it's kind of shrouded in cloud. I think you can normally see Studley Pike from here, can't you?
It's just there. If you step forward a little bit.
Ah, yes, okay, you can see Studley Pike. It's hidden around the buildings. But there's lots of businesses up here, and it's quite a nice place to stop en route to the top of Cragvale, especially on a day like this when it's kind of a bit miserable. Coming to the very top now of Cragvale. I haven't mentioned this to Craig yet, but I'm going to ask him if he wants to cycle up Rippendin Bank, which is a challenge to say the least. But there we go, see what he says. We've now actually cycled into Lancashire, very little corner of Lancashire, but within a matter of seconds we'll be moving back into West Yorkshire and the long descent back down to Rippendin. Top. Where's the ice cream man?
Exactly.
The ice cream man's not here.
Perfect weather for ice cream.
Yeah.
You've been shortchanged.
Well. Right, that was a rather wet descent, to say the least, down from the top of Cragvale. We're now in Rippendin, back on the Happy Valley Trail. This is where that woman got murdered in Happy Valley, isn't it? Rippendin? No? Off mic, I broached the subject with Craig of cycling up Rippendin Bank, and his reaction was?
Well, I couldn't really repeat it, but yeah, I'm looking at it now and let's give it a go.
Yeah, it's again another climb made famous for the Tour de France, and I think probably they went up it in how many minutes?
I haven't a clue, probably about five, I would think, if
five?
That.
I would have said more like probably two or three, but it's probably going to take us 15. It is very steep. At least when you're going uphill in the raindrops, they hit you at the speed at which you're travelling. So we've just got soaked coming down that hill at high speed. Yeah, so, and there is a good pub at the top, which we could pause at, of course. Right, so here goes, up Rippendin Bank.